We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock and the Gunsmiths. Saturday mornings, 8 to 9.
Yeah.
That's, we're here every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
Including opening day.
Yeah. That's dedication, Dan.
Tape delay is how we're here. But it's appropriate at this point in time.
It is.
Maybe you're heading out to the woods to talk a little bit about the rules and regulations. You want to follow those.
Well, yeah. A lot of people cram that information in coffee, you know, sitting in a McDonald's parking lot at 5:30 in the morning trying to check it out. Am I going to be legal?
Because
that's the last thing you want to do is have that unimaginable sick feeling in your gut when you think you've done something wrong.
Here comes the DNR, conservation officer. Checking out, yeah.
So
this segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
Yeah, and Diamond Jim's, I can't say enough good about them. You know, Dan and I have talked about people that come in and ask for things, and sometimes you can't help them. And it just happens sometimes. Ends up, one of my buddies got an old Cadillac, and took it into Diamond Jim's just a week and a half ago, and said, "This is what I need." And they checked it all out, and they said, "Okay, we'll get to it. We'll put a list together and tell you how much it's going to cost." Well, the number was so high that he felt bad about it. And I talked to Tim about this at Diamond Jim's, and he says, "They're all dealer parts only. There are a bunch of these parts you can only get them from the dealership." Yeah. And sure enough, it's one of my old hunting buddies, and he got this beautiful old Cadillac in very beautiful shape, but it was just some of these parts were just thousands of dollars, and so he went ahead and did it and got it done, and you know, sometimes you just gotta grin and bear it. But they were dealership only; he had to go to a dealership to get it done. He said, "So there's things that Tim's gonna do at Diamond Jim's for me, and there's things he can't do."
Right.
And he did the same thing to me about a year ago. We had a part that had to be done at a dealership, and we did it. So some of the things are temperamental like that on cars. So he's an honest and reputable guy, and that's what we appreciate most. Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center, right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan, just south of Bristol Road, and easy to get to Monday through Friday. Give them a call, though, 810-743-4210, and feel things out with them over the phone. Tell them what your needs are, and doggone, best prices around on tires, I tell you. Just excellent service. And great prices. You just can't beat it. You can always link to them right from my website, as all of our sponsors here at the Gunsmith Show. And we're certainly happy to have them, and you'll be happy to have them on your team to keeping your cars going down the road straight and right all winter long. So it is opening day of rifle season here in Michigan. It is kind of a Michigan holiday, and it's a Saturday, so it's going to be a busy day, and we pray for safety first with all the hunters.
Be careful out there.
Yeah, be very careful. Even if you're out just walking through the woods today or going out to get the mail, be mindful. You know, you might have a deer running right at you or scared or running, or you just never know. There's a lot of hunters, and especially on a Saturday, there's always more hunters when the season opens on a Saturday. So just be very mindful. Now, being it's opening day, We want to talk about the limited rifle zone, which is basically south of M46. Okay, so that's the road that goes right through Vassar, and you know, heads just north of Vassar and goes all the way over to Saginaw. And south of that line, and you can go to the DNR map for closer details. It is called the limited rifle zone area. Okay, so the limited rifle zone, we talk about it a lot in this show because it's important. It's changed our deer season, made us much more successful deer hunters because we're using better guns to shoot our deer. There used to be so many deer wounded from shotgun hunting. People hunting with buckshot, people hunting with and trying to shoot a deer at 100 yards of buckshot, and you're just not getting enough of a killing power at that range to make it effective. Slugs, yes, but slugs, heck with slugs now, you can, with a good slug gun, you can get out to 200, 250 yards. But with these 360 buck hammers and the 350 legends and the 400 legends and the 450 Bushmasters, You can get some very, very effective range out of these guns and do effective hunting with these rifles in this limited rifle zone. Now, you can also use handgun caliber cartridges, 44 Magnum, 357, 41 Magnum. There are some good, powerful guns in rifles that you can use, and then there's some you can't. So you got to be very careful reading the rules and knowing what the rules are.
Where's the cutoff line?
It's at M46.
Okay.
South of M46 is the straight-walled cartridge area is what we call it. But they call it the limited rifle zone, the DNR mm-hmm. calls it. So now you can, so I'm going to tell you what you can use. You can use a shotgun with a smooth bore or a rifled barrel in any gauge in this area to hunt with. You can also use a muzzle-loading rifle or a black powder rifle or a black powder handgun loaded with black powder or a commercial substitute. Okay, so that's the black powder stuff. If you're a black powder shooter, you know you just never put smokeless powder in them. You have to use black powder or the commercial substitutes, the pellets. They're called pellets now instead of triple F and all that kind of stuff with the powder. And they are very, very potent guns. They are tremendous. We've got a 50 caliber muzzle loading pistol that is a true blast to shoot and fun. I don't think I'd shoot it past 100 yards, but boy, I tell you what, with the right bullets, it's very effective. It's darn near like shooting a 450 Bushmaster. It's not quite that fast, but very powerful. Now, smokeless handgun cartridges have to be 35 caliber or larger. So this gets into your like 357 Magnums. They don't want you shooting 32 specials or 32. Even 32 H&R Magnums, the caliber has to be 35 or larger. So you've got 35 caliber, 40 caliber, 10 millimeter, 45, 41, 50 caliber. So there's a lot of caliber pistols you can use. So 454 Casulls, of course, 50 Smith & Wessons, and you can also use specials, but you got to have the power to effectively shoot the deer and bring it down. So you want to be very careful what you choose. I wouldn't go out there with light loads. It's not what it's for. There's a reason why there's hunting cartridges and there's practice rounds. Don't go deer hunting with practice rounds. Now, these guns, these straight-walled cartridges, can be single or multiple shot, but not to exceed the capacity of 9 rounds in the barrel and the magazine combined. So not more than 9 rounds in the barrel and magazine combined. Now, I have a question I just can't seem to get answered from the DNR on this, and maybe if you know, you can email me or send me a text, shooter@thegss.com. But the question I have is, like on a Glock 10 millimeter, you got a 15 round magazine or a 10 round magazine. If you only load it to the 9 rounds or 8 rounds plus 1 in the chamber, does that make it legal? And every time I ask a DNR guy, I don't seem to get a straight answer. And they're like, huh, that's a good question. So I've blocked my magazines, but it's time consuming and takes a lot of work to make sure that I can hunt with them. In getting enough power out of these rounds, it's important. You don't want to go out there and be illegal and have 15 rounds in your magazine when you have a limitation of 9 plus 1 or 8 plus 1. I always keep it at 8 plus 1. And then there's also that minimum case length of the straight-walled cartridges for rifles of 1.16 inches. And a lot of your semi-automatic handguns are not that long of a case. And they have a maximum case length of 1.8 inches. So like your 444 Marlins are not, they don't fit into this group. 4570s don't fit into it. 30 carbines are too small. Because it's only a 308 caliber bullet, not a 35 caliber bullet. So there's a lot of rules here that you got to be careful with. And you know, better safe than sorry is what I always say. If you have to and you're not sure, maybe you should, you know, delve into one of the products out there that are truly fit for, you know, this work. Like this past weekend, we got to shoot the new 400 Legend. Jake acquired a nice 400 Legend and got one before I did. And but he actually bought it for his wife, which I thought was real nice. A new hunting gun for her. And we got to shoot it. It shot like a dream. Ridiculously accurate. We did some subsonic loads and some regular high velocity loads, and it shot wonderfully, and basically making figure eights with the holes, you know, just and not sandbagged or anything. We were just from a stand, but very nice to shoot, and just a joy of a gun to shoot. So I'm looking forward to getting one of those and trying it out. And if you've already got one, you probably already know how sweet it is. But a lot of people went from 450 Bushmaster being too much to buying the 350 Legend, and then not that it's not adequate, but they wanted a little bit more. They wanted a little bit more of that bridging the gap between the two power-wise. That 400 Legend and that 360 Buckhammer fall right into that spot, and they're both pretty darn good. So, so it's all good. Now, you can also hunt, believe it or not, with air rifles. Now, 35 caliber or larger air rifles or pistols, they got to be charged from an external high compression power source. So these air rifles are very popular, and they're not cheap. You know, it's not like a Daisy BB gun. These are high powered, high compression rifles, and some of them are just absolutely beautiful.
How many times you got to pump them up?
No, it's not. It's you got like a scuba tank.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
I don't know if you pull the trigger, if it goes boom, if it goes blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. But anyways, I wouldn't shoot it underwater.
No.
But anyways, so you just, you know, there's lots of choices out there for you. So north of the limited zone, basically all the above and in any caliber, larger than 22 rimfire, okay? No, nothing small. No 17s, no 22 long rifles, no 22 magnums. It's got to be 22 caliber or larger, like 223 and larger. Okay, so you got to be very, very careful.
You got to be able to take them down.
Yeah, you don't want to just go out there wounding game.
Yep.
So that's the important part.
But, all right, we're going to take a break. We'll come on back. You're listening to the Gunsmith Show on this opening day edition right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Back right after this.